a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 4 o'clock. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. The first case of the Omicron variant has been found in the United States. It is a person in San Francisco who had traveled to South Africa. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says with the state's population of 40 million and the strong genome sequencing programs in the Silicon Valley that it's not surprising the first case of Omicron in the U.S. was found in this state. The patient is fully vaccinated but had not received a booster.
This individual is doing well, mild symptoms. The people that this individual came into contact have been tested.
It remains unclear if the variant actually is more transmissible, if it is any more deadly, and if it more easily evades vaccines. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Here in Utah, there is a chance the new variant is already here. Here's Jenny Johnson with the State Department of Health.
If this variant holds, if it's able to spread, you know, more easily even than the Delta variant, it's just a matter of when we find it. It's very likely that it's already here. Obviously it's here in the country, so it's not unreasonable to think it'll be in multiple states.
Meantime, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the city is closely monitoring developments. There were nearly 2,300 new COVID-19 cases reported in Utah today. The state is also reporting 17 more COVID deaths. 10 of those deaths were people younger than the age of 65 years old. So is it still safe to gather for the holidays with the new Omicron variant in the U.S.? The World Health Organization hasn't been giving a blanket yes or no.
The WHO's Dr. Van Kerkhove saying a risk assessment always needs to be taken on a case-by-case basis about what can be done to hold a social gathering as safely as possible, looking at whether the event is being held indoors, outdoors, whether participants have been vaccinated, or whether people are distancing, for instance. The organization also reiterating its earlier view that blanket bans will not stop the spread of the Omicron variant and that the focus should instead be on a risk-based approach and testing. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Other top national stories this hour. The 15-year-old suspect in the Michigan high school shooting was arraigned this afternoon. The sophomore student was charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, and 1 count of terrorism. At the arraignment today, Oakland County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tim Willis said police found evidence that shows the shooting wasn't an impulse act.
Cell phone taken in a search warrant depicted a video made by him the night before the incident, wherein he talked about shooting and killing students the next day at Hoxford High School. Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up a school to include murdering students.
The suspect will be held without bail. All Women's Tennis Association tournaments in China have been suspended over concerns after the safety of Peng Shuai, a Grand Slam doubles champion who accused a former high-ranking government official in that country of sexual assault. The head of the Women's Professional Tennis Tour says there's been a lack of transparency from Chinese officials since the allegations. A stolen car crashed into a house in West Valley today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports one person was injured along the way.
This started at the West Valley Costco. 2 men in their 20s who didn't have any weapons approached a woman in her car demanding she give it up. The woman complied and called police as the men drove away. As they left the parking lot, they crashed into another car, injuring one person, and then into a house. The two suspects then ran away on foot.
Police are still looking for the 2 men who stole the car. A man is in custody after an attempted robbery at a Zions Bank in Ogden. Police responded to the call at 9 this morning that a man entered the bank and passed the teller a note demanding money. The suspect left after the teller complied. Ogden police tracked down the man with the help of other law enforcement agencies, and the suspect was booked into the Weber County Jail. A YouTuber popular for making videos about rescuing off-road vehicles in southern Utah is facing insurance fraud. Prosecutors claim he charged insurance companies for tows that didn't happen. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Prosecutors say one of the fraudulent tows was posted on the Matt's Off-Road Recovery YouTube channel. The probable cause statement says Matt Wetzel charged AAA for towing a Polaris Razor when those are not covered. Former prosecutor Kent Morgan, who's not connected to this case, says prosecutors look at insurance fraud claims with a grain of salt.
Good prosecutors look at those allegations very skeptically.
Morgan says the judge will have to decide if this belongs in criminal court or if it's a civil matter.
If I were the defense attorney, that's what I would be arguing, is that a civil case has been escalated into a criminal case.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:05.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.